little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Hey guys, we're back, and sorry it took a little too long since Wayne's busy with work, and I got a couple of family members that graduated high school. And for all of our listeners right now who did graduate high school, congratulations, you guys. Now it's time for the fun part in life. Well, in my opinion, is the fun part is college. So,
ooh, yeah.
Right, Wayne. Wayne went to college. I went to college, and
had a blast.
Fun times. You get to pick your own classes, what time you want to go in, what time you want to wake up, in, you know, on weekends.
For the most part.
Yeah, pretty much the same for the most part, anyways. So, if you guys haven't heard, this past week has been one of our favorite times of the year,
yeah,
rather than Halloween and Comic-Con, which is coming up. It's E3, Electronic Entertainment Expo 2016. Just got done, yesterday, I believe, right, Wayne? Was it yesterday or today?
I think it was yesterday. I can't remember anymore.
Okay, tell the viewers how many times you've been to E3 within the past 10 years.
Oh, gosh. Half a dozen?
In the past 10 years?
Yeah.
Dang. So he's 6 out of 4. I'm... I went 2004, 2005, and I was working for some video game retail company. But...
Yeah.
It wasn't as big as it is now. It was still...
It was quite a bit different.
Quite a bit different. So, just to wrap up what happened this week, we're not going to do our typical, you know, hey, what we're playing this week. Right now, we're just going straight onto the news. What's going down? What's new coming up?
Going to give you a brief overview of some of the news that's hit. We'll go into more detail on certain things next week, but we're just going to give you a brief overview of some of the things that have caught our attention.
Definitely. So, this is coming from Nintendo. Nintendo itself saying that they are working on a new kind of Mario game. Mario's creator says that we will see a quote-unquote new kind of Mario in about a year or two.
Yeah, so next E3, Miyamoto is going to share something with us. I don't know what more they can do with Mario. They've done a lot of different things in the past.
We went from an 8-bit to a 16-bit to a 64-bit and then into...
32-bit.
Back and forth. Yeah, back and forth, you know.
But you know what? They've got a lot of good people working on stuff like this, so I expect to see something really innovative, and I expect it has to do something with the NX console.
Yes, the new... console coming out next, well, supposed to be announced next year, right? Rumored.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. So, one of our favorite news that came out, well, it's a $300 version of the Xbox One S listed for December release. What?
So somebody put up, a retailer put up a listing for it at $299. Microsoft came back and said that these are placeholders. We haven't really announced anything yet. It looks like the $299 price point will be a lower capacity hard drive, whereas like the 2 terabyte version is gonna be around $400. Not bad, still actually. For 2 terabytes, not bad.
That's pretty awesome, guys.
We should be seeing these sometime around December. They are an all-white console, and we'll get into a little more details on these soon.
Yep.
But the higher capacity is 2 terabyte, 1 terabyte, and 500 gigabyte are the options for it. It's smaller and white. Resident Evil 7.
Oh,
was announced.
So this is the next... How can I say? The next game in the Resident Evil franchise, aka Biohazard in Japan. When I saw this, I totally flipped out. There is a 3-minute trailer out, and there's also a 15-20 minute gameplay footage. But the thing is, this is actually not how the game's gonna be. This realizing the, I believe it's called the Resident Evil engine that they're gonna use.
Something like that.
It's gonna bring out. They're gonna try to bring their classic, you know, scares, jump scares, how the game is supposed to be. I listened to this with my Bose Q Quiet Comfort 25, and man, the sound is awesome. The sound is really awesome.
It's going to be first person, not third person.
Yeah, it's not going to be third person perspective, more from we've seen from Resident Evil 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. What do we know about other than this game? We don't know. I believe there's actually hints in the demo that you guys see online.
Yeah, it's going to be strictly survival horror.
Yep, it's going to be very...
It's going to be very difficult.
Very difficult indeed. And a lot of... How can I say this? They're going to use a lot of herbs, like a lot of... What do you call that? Healing factors. But yeah. You very... Just like the original, you get very, very minimal ammo.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be in the current universe, but it's going to be putting that storyline aside with different elements to really bring this story of this game alive.
Yes. Since I really did enjoy Resident Evil 6, I'm very high praise about this. So, more to come on that. And we also have...
Dead Rising 4 is one of the games announced.
Yeah, for Xbox One and the Windows 10 PC.
It will be a time-limited exclusive for Xbox and PC. It definitely looks a lot sharper, a lot better than 3, of course.
Especially that Super Street Fighting Dead Rising 3 Ultra, whatever.
Yeah.
We played that. that was actually a fun expansion for it. You know what we're talking about. The game, the name is like, you know, a mile long and about, you know, a foot thick. So it's kind of...
So as you know, Dead Rising is typically just go kill zombies and try to save the world kind of thing. It's one of the games they announced that's going to be coming out in... What did we say it was?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Is it...
I don't even remember.
It's kind of hard to say because it's...
I think December is when it's coming out.
December of this year, all right.
We're also looking at new games for Forza Horizon 3.
That's going to be awesome.
Which will take us into Australia. We've got... what did they announce? They announced the... of course, Gears of War 4. We talked about the new Horde mode. And the cross-play compatibility with PC.
That's going to be awesome for all you PC gamers like myself and Wayne. And all for the people that plays Xbox like myself and Wayne. We do both.
And a lot of those games, I believe they said Gears of War 4 qualifies. You buy it on Xbox One, you get it on PC as well.
That's pretty awesome. So, two for the price of one?
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's go with Scorpio right now. That's going to be the console after Xbox S.
So pretty much they said, quote unquote, it's going to be the most powerful.
It's going to be a beast.
It's going to be a monster. It's going to... This is how we imagine the future of gaming consoles is going to be.
So
high end.
They're going for super high width. It's going to be 8 cores, 320 gigabits of memory bandwidth, 6 teraflops of performance that will allow for truly uncompressed 4K gaming.
Yep. It was also announced that Phil Spector, the boss, said that Scorpio is a 4.5 times more powerful as the existing Xbox One. So just imagine cramming 4 Xbox One into one, and that's what we get.
So we're really excited about this. I'm definitely going to be grabbing one of these guys when it finally hits the market.
It's the same here.
Definitely. I may pick up an Xbox One S in the meantime for the 4K Blu-rays.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's just...
If they come out with the right limited edition console for me.
Black.
Gears of War.
Yes, I'm actually doing... I want to get the Xbox One S in black.
What about Destiny here? They're actually going to be coming back. Not only do we get the Rise of Iron...
expansion,
coming,
yeah.
It's coming soon.
There's also gameplay on that on YouTube if you guys haven't noticed. There's a lot of games.
So they're also bringing back Moments of Triumph, which will give players some big objectives to do that will allow them to get some big rewards. So not quite sure how that's going to play out just yet, but keep an eye out for those.
Definitely, definitely.
I know we're kind of running through this, but we got a short time today.
Yeah, very, very short day. And also, we also got Final Fantasy 14. Realm Reborn is already available on the PS4, PS3, and PC, but it looks like it could also head elsewhere.
Xbox One.
Yeah, buddy.
About time.
Yeah, I know.
Ha.
I know.
So just keep in mind, this is a possibility, not set in stone.
So Microsoft announced its support for cross-platform being between Xbox One and Windows 10.
Yeah. Another game we're really excited about is Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yes, this is what I'm waiting for. Zelda Breath of the Wild can be beaten without a finishing... What?
Well, I can understand that, because if you think about it, in previous Zelda games, you could get through the main course, but there are still other sidelines to go through, too.
Definitely.
But this might be a little bit different.
Yep.
And you can climb walls. Rock climbing, baby.
I know. Without the safety features.
And from the trailer, it looks like we get Epona's back.
Yes, I read about that.
It looks like a very open world. I'm really excited about this.
Yes, and there's a lot of things you can do with it. Fishing, cook, hunt, anything.
Yeah. Oh, and the Xbox One S controller, before I forget, there's a new controller, too.
I heard about that, too.
So a little better grip on it, a little bit more responsive. Built-in Bluetooth.
Nice.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Bluetooth headsets now. Woohoo!
Finally. How long did it take them?
Well, I mean, there are ways of getting around that, but you can plug one in.
But like straight from Microsoft themselves? I still want
the Elite controller, but I like the idea of this too.
Yep. There's also the games that are coming out that I'm really excited for. It's the early alpha beta for Friday the 13th video game. If you guys haven't seen it, watch it on YouTube. You actually get to play, you know, with you and four of your friends. One of you or you yourself can be Jason and hunt them down.
Yep.
I'm actually waiting for this game since, well, it came out in the Nintendo Entertainment System when it was very, very pixelated.
Yeah, of course we got the news of the new Call of Duties, the new Battlefield.
The Battlefield one looks awesome.
That's what I'm looking more forward to.
Than any of the Call of Duties except for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1 and 2. That's about it.
Yeah, basically.
And World at War.
Also, we found out on other news that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 will be launching something at Comic-Con.
Yes, that's what I heard too. And for all the people that's going to be at Comic-Con this year, there is, on Wednesday night, there will be a preview, a screening of Star Trek Beyond.
Yep.
Wednesday night. And if you guys are going to be there too as well, if you guys will enjoy the festivities, I believe either Thursday or Friday night, there will be The Legend of Zelda Symphony. We go on the Embarcadero.
Nice.
Look it up. I'll actually post it up on our Facebook page. I want to go to do that.
As long as they don't conflict with the Killing Joke, I'm okay.
Yeah, same here. Oh yes, as we Wayne and I insanely ritually beat it to you guys every podcast.
Three, four months.
So three to four. Killing Joke rated R, Comic Con this year. We will be this year. Wayne, do you have our badges?
Yes.
Yes! We got our... Well, Wayne got the badges. Yep, we can have a go?
We can have a go.
So, post it up on Facebook. We're going to be there, guys.
Oh, yeah. Keep an eye out for us. We're ready to meet y'all.
Total hoot over there.
And so much craziness.
We're actually going to post it up on our Instagram once we get everything up and running. So, Wayne...
Yeah.
That's about it for us this week, right?
I think we're going to cut it short because we've got places to go, people to see.
Wayne actually has friends. I know.
I got to help people with computer and phone stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going out with friends.
Same thing.
No, that's true. If you guys haven't seen it, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Bebop and Rocksteady?
I thought they were a little over the top on Bebop and Rocksteady, but overall pretty good.
That's what I came to see for, other than...
I liked the first one better.
I know, but it's Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
But it's Bebop and Rocksteady.
X-Men was awesome.
Indeed. Well, yeah, she saw it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the next podcast, and man, we might bury that movie on our review next week, or actually on our next podcast.
So much good stuff.
So much good stuff, but yet also a lot of...
So little time.
Again, guys, watch out. Comic-Con's coming up. Make sure to watch our Facebook page on updates. Make sure to watch... Actually, to look at our
head to our website for new articles. We're trying to get some more stuff to review.
And hopefully, the beginning of July, before Comic-Con, I will be heading to Anime Expo. Hopefully, if everything works out, I will be there.
Nice.
Right? All right, guys. Sorry for keeping it short, but we kept it, you know, nice and simple. Again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. I'm still hungry. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.